Tell us a little bit about your manufacturing process. What makes it special? You know, I've read that you really work hard to infuse your products with a certain amount of intention and energy. So can you just elaborate on that for us?
Yeah. So like I said, for me, I look at things from, I initially sort of source from a bit of a scientific perspective, in that I look at the breakdowns of the constituents of all of the oils. So we're looking at, okay, these are the things that we know work in terms of to help with inflammation. So if I'm sourcing, I will look all around the world. So it's not just about getting a tick of organicness for me. It's about going beyond organic. It's about sourcing a ingredient that's potent and it's pure and the quality is there. So we're not just wanting something that says, okay, this is done, this is organic. Because there's lots of farmers out there, there's lots of people that can't necessarily get all of the ticks for those boxes and kind of afford that registration. But what they're growing is just magic. It really, really is. You know, an example of that is, you know, my lavender farmer in New Zealand. You know, it's grown at high altitude where the soil is so rich and nutrient dense and the air so clean that the lavender is sweeter in a way. And its constituents and the way it performs is very different from an organic lavender grown in England. And so, you know, I try and source the in a way where what I need the plant to perform, I'm going to get the most potent source, and there's no stopping at where we look. So, you know, once we find that, and sort of the science bit of me is, okay, that's okay, time to move on. Everything sort of comes into my blending room, and then there is a blessing of love, grace, and gratitude for all who have been a part of bringing that oil to me. And then I blend in a very old-fashioned way, so it's quite similar to a perfume maker, in that when we're blending as well, there's a chant for every product, and each product has its own chant, and there's music played to it. So everything is blended, and as we're making this, the process and creating it, it then sits in its brown jar with three words of intention over it, which I've meditated on, and it depends on what comes to me at that time. And then they go and sit in the shed for a few months. Because it's like a fine wine. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, these oils, they have their personality, they change, they grow, they move, they really just, they come into their own. And I sort of feel like I want that process to happen before I integrate them into the products. So they sit there with their words of intention. I put my tuning forks over them. And then once we test them and we're happy with what they are, which, you know, generally around 2 months, sometimes it's three, depending on the blend. Well, then put them into the base. And once again, there's another blessing that we do. And then the music's played to them while they sit there for at least a month before we bottle them. And which they've got a Reiki blessing and they're fully charged up. So they're just full, they're really vital, they're very potent, and they're brimming with energy. And we do that, and then they sit in their boxes and the music's played put to them until they're ready to be shipped. And in this process, it's, you know, every step there's, you know, another meditation. So when they're sitting with their base as well, I meditate over them, and there might be three different words that sit on the label. Depending on what I sort of feel needs that this sort of product needs at that time. Because, I mean, Mother Nature is so clever in that, you know, the plants just adapt for what's needed, in that, you know, so rosemary, for example, when it's a drought year, the cells will shrink so the plant can survive. And the essence in that year is far more potent and not potent, but more pungent, mm-hmm. than it would be in a wet year. So in order to get that smell consistent and good, every year there's slight changes, there's slight variations. And so, you know, to remain in tune with that and to produce a beautifully smelling, well-rounded and grounded sort of oil, it always just needs an adjustment and movement because it's a living thing. And we know that because it goes rancid after a while, it goes off. So it's it dies then. So it's, yeah, just working with it and finding, you know, where it is and what it needs. And, you know, there's these studies, you've probably read about them, the water molecules that was done in Japan, mm-hmm. where, you know, intention and different sorts of music were played and photographs taken. And, you know, it's so potent, I think, because, you know, our bodies are 70 to 80% water. And so if we can do this with our mind and change sort of molecules based on these sort of studies, you think that what we're putting on our skin and what we're feeding in our skin and how that's going to affect our body, every stone has to go, I have to unturn every stone to make sure that we've created the most vital point that we can. And, you know, all of these things, that's the hippie side of me. And I love that. But, you know, it can't exist without the science. It can't, you know, create a beautifully efficacious product that's sustainable if, you know, if the energy's not there and the energy's not right as well. So all of these elements are, you know, are really, really important when we're doing the sourcing and everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's clear you put a lot of love and care into your products, and that they're made with, you know, the science and the sort of spiritual aspects in mind. So I think that's what really makes your line special.
Thank you. Because when we think about it, and we are spiritual beings, we're emotional beings, and you know, we're physical beings, and that's why we're the human race. And I'm just so blessed to be in this place where I'm able to create these things and make a proper difference in people's lives.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Anne. Thank you for sharing your vision with us and helping us get to know your products a little bit more and what to expect from De Mamiel. I'm really excited for Integrity Botanicals customers to experience it for themselves. And thank you so much for sharing with us.
Oh, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to meet you, and I look forward to hearing everybody's thoughts.
So for everyone else joining us today, thanks for sitting through our first video interview. I hope you found it enlightening and a little more personal than the written interviews that we've done. Let us know what you think in the comments. Thanks, everyone.